The IU Jacobs School of Music's Summer Music Series is back in 2012 with an impressive lineup. Here to talk about some of the highlights is WFIU Arts intern Stephanie Hartono. Stephanie, nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what shouldn't be missed this year. What are the highlights in the series?
Well, as with anything that the Jacobs School of Music has to do with, the size of the school offers a lot of opportunities for incredible performances. This is the most active collegiate summer program in the country, and because of that, we have the opportunity to see full orchestral concerts, chamber, solo concerts, and recitals. So I would highly recommend not missing the orchestral performances, because that is something that not all college towns get the opportunity to have during the summer, is a full pre-professional orchestra.
And what does the orchestra have lined up for us this year?
This year, the Festival Orchestra is welcoming Matias Pincher, Roberto Abado, Carlos Calmar, and they are presenting three programs for the orchestra. Pincher will be conducting Stravinsky's Petrushka and Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, both giants of the repertoire, and I highly recommend seeing them if you haven't seen them performed live before. It's always an incredible experience to see a full work of something that you may be familiar with in passing, but to see it performed by a group as talented and skilled as this one would definitely be something not to miss. Roberto Abado is conducting Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra and the energetic Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances. Carlos Calmar will be conducting the overture to Rossini's La Gazza Ladra, Dvorak's The Golden Spinning Wheel, and he'll be rounding out that program with Brahms Symphony No. 2.
And the Summer Music Festival isn't just about orchestra either, right? What other guests can audiences expect to hear this year?
This year, one of the highlights, there are several guest performers coming through, but one of the highlights are four string quartets that will be presenting in a series of six concerts Beethoven's, the complete Beethoven string quartets. This will be a really interesting opportunity for an avid concert goer to get the opportunity to see not only the popular middle period quartets, but the early string quartets as well as the late ones. The four string quartets who are visiting are the Shanghai Quartet, hailing from Shanghai, of course, but currently in residence at the Montclair State University in New Jersey, the Cecilia Quartet, an all-women string quartet from Toronto, the Penderecki Quartet, which is in residence in Ontario, and another Canadian string quartet, the Afiari Quartet.
And the complete Beethoven continues with those string quartets this year. In the past years, they've done the complete violin and cello sonatas and the complete trios. And so Beethoven fans get another treat this year. Now, outside of classical music, there is more on the series as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The series kicks off with a jazz concert called The Birth of Cool, which will be featuring the entire jazz faculty. So that will be at 8 p.m. our hall tomorrow. In addition to that jazz concert, there will be two concerts of jazz trios. Steve Houghton's trio will be performing, as well as the student trio, the David Leonard Trio. The student jazz trio recently won the OWL Studios Emerging Artist Award. This is a competition put on by the OWL Studios Recording in Indianapolis. And so this will be part of their year-long recording and performing and promotion as per the award. In addition to jazz, this is still part of the classical genre, but the percussion performance of the percussion faculty will most likely feature new music, as most percussion repertoire was written in the 20th century. So that would definitely be a change of pace from Beethoven and Rachmaninoff.
And one of the highlights in past years of the series has been the unique nature of some of the concerts. What sort of things happen during the summer that don't happen during the year?
Well, definitely the summer lawn concerts. It's not as much fun to have a concert on the lawn in January, so we definitely take advantage of the warm summer nights. The summer lawn concerts are put on by the Summer Band, which is a full symphonic band, and they usually feature a repertoire of popular tunes, of popular excerpts from classical repertoire, and so on and so forth. It's a casual atmosphere. People are invited to bring snacks, blankets, layout, and just enjoy the music.
Well, that's definitely something to look forward to, especially if the weather stays like it has been recently. WFIU Arts intern Stephanie Hartono, thanks for talking with us.
And thanks for having me.
We have links to the IU Jacobs School of Music's Summer Music Series on our website. Check it out at wfiu.org/arts.